Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money is money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. This is not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds, bringing you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Femi and I will roll through and recap everything we saw this weekend in the first round of the college football playoff and preview the quarterfinals coming up on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, including why I like Miami to cover against Ohio State, even if I think Ohio State's going to win the national championship. College football talk coming up later on the show. We will also give you our early bets for Week 17 in the National Football League. Man, what a slate we've got coming up on Christmas Day. Tons of quarterback injuries. You know, it kind of feels like God has stepped in and said, you know what, NFL? You've overstepped your reach just a little bit here on Christmas. We'll give you our early thoughts on those games, early thoughts on the games this weekend. I've got a really strong take. You might be able to guess what it is. A bet has already been placed on the Tank Bowl on Sunday in Vegas with my Giants visiting the Las Vegas Raiders. Imagine a world, dear listener and dear viewer, where the New York Football Giants are playing a football game in 2025 on the road and open up a favorite. You don't have to imagine it. It happened. And the betting market has reacted in turn. The betting market, like God in this instance, righting a wrong, fighting an injustice. Here are a bunch of backup quarterbacks on Christmas Day, and now the Raiders are favored against the Giants, as they should be. So we'll give you our thoughts and our bets on Week 17 in the National Football League, and all our bets for tonight in the world of sports coming up in the final hour, the Power Hour, and that will, of course, feature side total and props of Monday Night Football with the Colts and the Niners in Indianapolis. Side total and props, Femi's Island, Thy Royal Prop King, and that's where we will have today's social question emanate from as well. Your best bet for today on Monday Night Football, Colts and Niners, could be a side, total, prop, whatever. Send them in at You Better You Bet. You can tweet me at The Costos, Femi at Femi Abebefe. Type it in the YouTube chat. Type it in the Twitch chat. And yes, obviously, I am aware of the news that Femi talked about at the top of the 3 o'clock hour today on You Better You Bet. Femi and I will talk about it at length coming up later on the show today. A very difficult day today for all of us. Obviously, most especially Femi, but for us as well, for me personally, for our crew, because everybody loves Femi, and he's really great on the air and a great person, and it just all really sucks. And we know that. We are going to try to put on an entertaining show for you today with this as the backdrop. Femi will join me momentarily, and Femi and I will rap about a lot of what we saw this weekend and what was an awesome Week 16 in the National Football League, and we have carved out some time later in the show to go into this in depth. So we will talk about that a little later. Let's talk some football here and try and keep things on a positive note for at least the interim before we get into it at the very end. Because in all sincerity, right, you know, we love football on the show. I love football. Femi loves football. You, the listener, you, the viewer, you love football. But not all weeks of football are created equal. Now, maybe you're like a real sick freak like me, or like Femi, or like Tyler. I don't know if like Jake and Bill kind of like really ascend to that level of freakdom, at least with football. I don't know about anything else, where you can give us like the worst football game ever, and we're watching it for all 3 hours, and we're absolutely loving it, and we're on Stat Tracker, and we've got fantasy, and we've got props, and we've got everything. So no matter how bad the slate is, like, we are going to love it. But that doesn't mean that all slates are created equal. Week 16 in the year of our Lord, 2025, was a special week in the NFL, with tons of awesome games, tons of memorable finishes. You had the Patriots and Ravens last night, Steelers and Ravens in the afternoon slate, even the Bucks and the Panthers early on Sunday. Rams Seahawks kicked it off. Packers and Bears in an instant classic in Soldier Field on Saturday night. Just absolutely tremendous stuff in the National Football League, making up for what was, you know, not the best for college football playoff games that have ever been played. It is what it is. I think the college football playoff games hopefully will get better coming up in the next round. And Week 17 in the NFL should be an absolute banger as well. So Femi's going to join me momentarily here in this hour, and we'll talk about everything we saw. I'd like to begin the show talking about Sunday Night Football, though, as the Patriots come from behind to beat the Baltimore Ravens 28-24. And I said yesterday on Countdown to Kickoff and on my early show on WFAN, and Femi and I talked about it on Friday, that I really liked the Patriots in the game, but wanted a bunch of the defenders who were questionable and felt like they were 50-50 at best to play, wanted them to play before I placed the bet. And lo and behold, they pretty much all played yesterday. And when that news came out, you know, last night, 90 minutes before kickoff, was very happy to bet the New England Patriots. Maybe wasn't feeling that great when Baltimore took a 24-13 lead, but the Patriots from there, absolute nails, scoring the final 15 points of the game to beat the Ravens 28-24. And we'll get into the Baltimore side of this. And there's a lot to say about the Baltimore Ravens. But let's start with the New England Patriots. And if you're going to talk about the New England Patriots, you got to talk about the quarterback. Because Drake May is that dude. Drake May was unbelievable in this game last night. And Drake May has been unbelievable this season. And let's really put into context this performance that Drake May put on last night in primetime against an ascending defense that everybody's fawning over for a while now, right? 380 passing yards, 31 of 44, took a bunch of hits, stood there in the pocket, tough son of a bitch, took a licking, kept on ticking, 380 passing yards. And this isn't like Randy Moss and Wes Welker and Dante Stallworth. Rob Gronkowski's nowhere to be found. There's no Julian Edelman on this team. No. It's 32-year-old Stephon Diggs, who has somehow like become one of like the best leaders in the NFL. That might be a bigger upset than the United States beating the Soviet Union in hockey in 1980. That Stephon Diggs is now being lauded for something other than, you know, I was going to say something, but probably shouldn't. Just his proclivity for the opposite sex, and we can leave it at that. Being lauded for his leadership. 32-year-old Stephon Diggs, who was tremendous in the game last night. It's Steph Diggs, and it's Mac Hollins, and third-round rookie Kyle Williams, who was the 69th overall pick in the draft. Nice. Kayshawn, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. A lot going on here at this receiving core. So it's like me, Femi, and Tyler and Jake catching passes. And that may be a bit of an insult to their receivers, but you understand my point. This is not a star-studded group. This is not Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt. This is not Jerry Rice and John Taylor. This is not Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Jake Reed. And Drake May's making them all look like stars. Drake May is that good. And this was another masterclass from Drake May in what has been an MVP caliber season for him. I still think Matthew Stafford will ultimately win MVP. And Femi and I can talk about that. We'll talk about MVP in a little bit here. But man, it has absolutely been an MVP worthy season for Drake May. And I understand the May detractors, and we'll talk about the Patriots as a whole in a second. The May detractors, right? Who will say, who have the Patriots beaten this season? You heard Mike Tirico and Chris Collins were say it a lot last night, and I don't mean that as a criticism. I think it's important context and an important backdrop. That the Patriots have literally, not figuratively, have literally played the easiest schedule in the last quarter century in the National Football League. It's not their fault. Like, I'm sure if you know, Roger Goodell had asked them, hey, you cool with the schedule? They would have signed it in blood. Run over women and children to sign the document. But yeah, it has been an easy schedule. But you got to beat who's on the schedule. And they have. And in the three real big-time games that they've played, the two games against the Bills and last night against the Baltimore Ravens, and we can argue like how big-time those games even are, especially given what Baltimore has kind of devolved into as the season has gone along, like unrecognizable from what the Ravens were at least through like the first 3.5 quarters of week one, that game against the Buffalo Bills. Drake May's been good in all of them. He's passed every test with flying colors. And it feels different in the moment than like, let's say, Jaden Daniels, and this is not to disparage Jaden Daniels or CJ Stroud, what I'm about to say, but it feels a little different, right? Than what we saw with CJ Stroud early in his career in year one. Jaden Dan, I know it's year two for Drake May, but really, like, Jerod Mayo last year in year one, it's, like, ridiculous. Drake May feels like he's got it all already. And this is coming from me, someone who was obsessed with Jaden Daniels last year. And everybody loves CJ Stroud after year one. Doesn't it just feel different with Drake May? And maybe it's because, you know, he's not as slight of build as Jaden Daniels, and you feel like he can take more shots and keep getting up than Daniels. And the offense has been better and more cohesive than it was in CJ Stroud's rookie year for the Houston Texans. This feels different than those did. And I think the staying power is really going to be there for Drake May and the Patriots moving forward. And this is why, you know, we put those exactas in, the Super Bowl exactas with the Patriots, where if they get there, I don't know if they'll win, but they could get there. You know, Patriots versus Eagles. Patriots versus Rams. pick your NFC team. Those are the two teams that I've liked the most for quite some time here in the NFC. So I get it. If you want to say, well, who the hell have they beaten? It doesn't matter. I think it does. Because the quarterback is that good. He's that special. And entering the postseason, I don't think there's a team in the AFC that the Patriots can't beat if Drake May's on his game. And there's no reason to believe that he won't be. So great job by Drake May and the Patriots winning that game last night. And most importantly, of course, cashing my bet. Now, as for the Baltimore Ravens, this team is unrecognizable from what it has been at points this season and what it has been in the past. And we can start with the quarterback. I thought Tarik Owen Collinsworth had a great call. I think they're usually really awesome, right? They had a great call of the game last night. And I actually remember thinking in the moments when it's the first half of the game and the Ravens offense is looking pretty good, right? And Baltimore like jumps out to that early lead. And they're saying how much it hurt Lamar Jackson in the past that he's been unable to finish a couple seasons due to injury. And I remember thinking when they said that, like, oh man, I hope that they haven't jinxed him here. And I just, it's a passing thought. Like, I didn't put it on social media. I'm not saying it to be like, wow, like I'm an oracle or anything like that. But I did just have the thought, like, oh man, like they're really pushing this hard that like he hates getting injured. I hope he doesn't get hurt. And then he takes like a great Muda, like Daniel Bryan level, like shining wizard to the ribs. Shout out to you. You're a real one if you get that reference. And he has to leave the game. And it's just like, man, like we're really doing this again. Severe contusion per Ravens coach John Harbaugh. Lamar day-to-day ahead of Saturday's game in Green Bay against the Packers. And we don't know if Jordan Love's going to be good for that game either after he left Saturday's loss to the Bears with a concussion. So that's the backdrop, right? Lamar gets hurt. Tyler Huntley comes in. Tyler Huntley, just as an aside, and we'll talk more about Derrick Henry and John Harbaugh and that fiasco on the other side. It's on Tyler Huntley. Does he deserve an Academy Award? Well, I guess it wouldn't be an Academy Award, right? What's the TV awards? An Emmy? Right? That's what you get on TV? For his acting in those, in like the backups commercials? When the one girl is telling another girl about her relationship problems, the one girl isn't listening, and she subs Tyler Huntley to come in, and he sits down and tells her it's not her fault. Unbelievable. It's on the other side. We'll credit Tyler Huntley, and we'll discuss the embarrassment that is the 2025 Baltimore Ravens. Femi will join me. We'll talk about the Steelers and the Lions and more from Week 16 in the NFL here on a Monday on You Better You Bet.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I expect our team to keep fighting, try to win two games. You know, that's what I expect our team to do. I know they will. I know we'll come out fighting because that's what we've done all year. You know, we've been in tough circumstances all year. It's been a grind, for sure. You know, we've come out and fought every single game. We haven't played well every single game. The worst game was a Thanksgiving game. That's what we played poorly. But we've played pretty darn well every single game. But we haven't done the things you need to do to win.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's the voice of Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, who is just absolutely delusional. Like, that's like the voice of a beaten man. We're actually playing well. We just happen to lose more games than we win. Well, then you're not playing that well. You're not. And heading into the year, obviously the Ravens, the Super Bowl favorite. Like, unbelievable to come to the final two games of the year where the Ravens can win on Saturday against the Packers at Lambeau, and no guarantee that happens. We don't even know if Lamar's going to play in the game. And then they are eliminated if the Steelers beat the Browns on Sunday in Cleveland. Femi will join me in a second, but just on the Ravens. Derrick Henry is dominating in this game last night. And I know a lot of people have talked about this today, but it was so obvious in the moment. He scores his second touchdown. 21 carries, 128 yards, and the multiple touchdowns. And you don't see him in the final 13 minutes of the game. Now, the Ravens only ran 8 plays in that time frame, which is crazy to think about. But for Derrick Henry to not be on the field, and for John Harbaugh to say, well, you know, he's part of a rotation. Like, guy, like, the season's on the brink. Forget about the rotation. I like Keaton Mitchell. I've liked him for years. I play Dynasty Fantasy Football. I have Keaton Mitchell on a lot of my teams. I've known who he is for a long time. I like him. He's good. He's not Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry was trampling this defense. The fact that Derrick Henry doesn't finish this game is insane for Baltimore. Just absolutely insane. And this vaunted Ravens defense absolutely carved up by Drake May and New England. And I've been saying it for a couple years. And no one wants to hear it. Or maybe now, maybe people are starting to come around. John Harbaugh is a great coach. You know, like, my team, the Giants, has a head coaching vacancy. I wouldn't hate if they brought John Harbaugh in. I think the expiration date's been reached in Baltimore. Probably could use a new voice. You're never going to fire the quarterback, nor should you, the multiple-time MVP winner, Lamar Jackson. Something's got to change in Baltimore. It won't be the quarterback. I think it's got to be the coach. Femi Abebefe with me, my friend. Great to have you here today. How are you on this very strange Monday for both of us?
It is a very strange Monday, as I was telling you earlier this morning. But hey, you know, such is life. We'll get into all that a little bit later on during the power hour. But the football was fun over the weekend. Like, it was a hell of a time. Saturday night was a lot of fun, although I lost money on both both Packers and Oregon, but we can get into the Saturday night game. But yeah, it was a really interesting weekend in the National Football League. Some eye-opening results, one in particular in the Rocky Mountains in Denver. But where do you want to kick this thing off? Like, I got a lot of opinions, a lot of interesting things about what we saw over this past weekend.
Why don't you just kick it off? What do you find interesting, and we'll take it from there.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. That's like the game I was absolutely like the most locked in on yesterday afternoon. Boy, like that team, I didn't think they had that in them, that kind of a ceiling. And they really showed, I think, a lot of people that this is not just like, oh, like the Jags are this like fraudulent team, or they're beating up on the Jets or whatever it might be. Like, they went into a place in Denver where the Broncos hadn't lost since last year in the regular season. And they moved the ball up and down the field for the better part of that game. Like, Trevor Lawrence has ascended to the guy that we all felt he could be when he got drafted number one overall coming out of Clemson. Like, this is exactly what the Jacksonville Jaguars had in mind. I killed the Jacoby Myers trade when they made that trade at the deadline. Clearly, it's worked out. They extended him this week. He was awesome again yesterday. Parker Washington has been unbelievable. And
Parker Washington was Jerry Rice in this game yesterday. Yeah, like every time you looked up, he's not only wide open, but like 60 yards after the catch. He was unbelievable.
They couldn't tackle him. like it's like, oh, here's a nice catch. And he gets around Riley Moss. And there he goes. I'm just like, they can't tackle this guy. He's open every single play. It was ridiculous what the Jaguars were able to do against that defense. And it has you thinking a little bit differently, at least me thinking differently about the Jacksonville Jaguars, what this ceiling could be. Like, is this a team that could win multiple playoff games? You know, like, if it's Jacksonville at New England in the divisional round, I think we're all giving the Jags a puncher's chance, aren't we, in that game? Like, I think Jacksonville, like, I'm thinking about them a lot differently than I was heading into yesterday's game. And also, unfortunately for the Houston Texans bets that I made, that was a very crushing blow for those bets. Like, I really needed Denver to win that game. Now I'll be rooting for a 44-year-old grandfather next Sunday to potentially beat the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. But yeah, Jacksonville is the number one thing that stood out to me from yesterday's game.
Do you we'll get back to Jacksonville in a second, but I think another interesting part of that conversation, because when we'll have it, just can the Jaguars make a big run in January? What did you make of Denver in that game? It's like, let's call a spade mm-hmm. here. Now, you bet Jacksonville. You liked them all week last week. I like Denver
all week.
Excuse me. Yeah. Yep. I had the over in the game. I tailed our friend Rob Pizzola. We can call a spade a spade. The Jaguars beat that ass. Like, they dominated the game yesterday. You bet the Broncos in the game. How do you kind of view the Broncos now? Did that shake your any optimism you had in Denver maybe reaching the Super Bowl, a one-off? Where are you at right now in the Denver Broncos?
Oddly, it didn't really shake me on Denver. I think it was more about just Jacksonville and like me thinking that, hey, this team is much better than I thought they were. Denver, I still think Denver should be the favorite to win the AFC. They're going to be your one seed likely. I mean, I guess they could lose to the Chargers and lose the division as a whole if the Chargers went out. Like, that's now a new development after what happened over the weekend. But I still think Denver is going to be able to clinch the division. I think they're going to be a one seed, especially when they beat the Chiefs on Christmas as a 13-point favorite against maybe it's Shane Bouchel, maybe it's a Ludacon, whoever the hell's starting that quarterback for Kansas City. But Denver's going to still have the home field. You're still going to have to go to Denver. And to me, it feels more like blip on the radar as opposed to we need to be concerned about the Broncos defense. Like, Jacksonville's a hard offense to game plan for. If we get the matchup again, I'm assuming Denver will be better prepared for it. But I don't think there's too many offenses in that conference that can do what Jacksonville did, where they're able to just kind of like pick them apart and make Denver, just from an eye test standpoint, felt like they were playing a lot more like zone coverage as opposed to like the man-to-man coverage that they usually play, just trusting Surtain and Moss out there. And that's not really their forte, and it got exposed yesterday. So I think Denver's still fine, in my opinion.
I look at it like aberration.
Yeah.
Every team has games like this. Every defense has games like this.
Straight.
Yeah, it's even like, and I don't think the Broncos are an all-time defense by any means. I don't even think they're the best defense in the conference. That's the Texans. Although Ashton Jeanty looked pretty good yesterday. Kind of looked like he was back in the Mountain West. It was a good game for Ashton. I can't wait, by the way. Could you imagine? Would need like 1,000 yards in the final two games. He might get it on Sunday against the Giants. But even like the 85 Bears got lit up by Dan Marino on that the one loss of the season for Chicago mm-hmm. on that Monday night game. Like, the 2000 Ravens had a couple games where they gave up a lot of points. So I'm not saying the Broncos are on that level, but this sort of thing happens over the span of a 17-game season. I'm not like hand-waving Jacksonville's part of this and being like, well, I'm not going to give Jacksonville any credit. They do get a lot of credit. I'm not going to bang on the Broncos too much for this loss, though, Femi. I just feel like, you know, they had won 11 in a row, probably weren't going to win out the rest of the season. A loss was probably coming. The Jaguars are pretty good. Trevor Lawrence is at the height of his powers right now. That would be my opinion on the game yesterday.
Yeah, 100%. I think Denver is still able to take care of business. Now, this Chargers aspect of it, because Denver, they're going to obviously need to win on Thursday. Chargers are about a 1.5, 2-point favorite on Saturday against Houston. Let's say the betting market's right. Like, I'm obviously rooting for Houston to win that game. I think Houston can win that game. But what if the betting market's right, chalk outcome prevails, and all of a sudden now we have like this winner take all for the AFC West between the, because the Chargers won the first game, so they just need a tie, and they'll have the tiebreaker on the Broncos. Do you think the Chargers can pull it off? Like, I tend to think that Houston's going to win on Saturday. Spoiler alert for when we do the look-aheads, but I mean, we got to give the Chargers credit. Like, they diced up the Dallas defense, and it's Dallas's defense. I totally understand. But, man, Herbert, the way he's been playing outside of the game against Jacksonville, of all teams that we've been talking about here, outside of that game, the Chargers have been pretty damn good down the stretch here.
Can I hit you? This is going to sound like a crazy thought. I was saying this to a couple of my buddies in the NFL media earlier today. If you, and you wouldn't, it's impossible to do this, but if Alton Slater could come back for the Chargers, they can't. They're out for the season.
Yep.
Are the Chargers actually the best team in the conference?
They are.
With Alton Slater,
the 3 o'clock hour.
They are, yep. Right?
They would have won. They would have won the AFC if those guys were healthy.
I
feel pretty confident in.
I think you're right with how this has gone for the Chargers.
They would have won the AFC. Yeah, it's just bad luck season.
I don't think they can win it without those guys when it comes down to it. The offensive line, I don't think is good enough. But I mean, they should enter next season as one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like that offensive line with those guys, that offensive line is good. It's not like the greatest ever, but it's good. But that's all they need it to be when Herbert's playing the way he's playing. Like, Herbert's banged up, for goodness sake. Like, you know, like, Khalil Mack had an injury earlier this season. They've had so many injuries. And everyone, like, this time of year especially, can point to, well, if I had this guy or if we had this guy. But, I mean, like, the Chargers, just, like, two of their better players. We barely saw them as Alt got hurt in that Giants game, and we never got to see Slater when he blew out his knee in training camp. But, yeah, if those guys are healthy, yeah, I think the Chargers win the AFC. I 100%
yeah, like, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. Now, you mentioned the Jaguars, right? And Jacksonville winning this game and the win streak that they're on, and Lawrence is playing great. What about Jacksonville's viability in the AFC playoffs? Because if the season ended today, we'd get Jaguars, Bills in the wild card round in Duval.
Yeah, Jags money line. Yep. Jags money line in that game. I think they would beat the Buffalo Bills. I think I'm more down on Buffalo than most people. And I say this as someone who liked Buffalo a lot heading into this season. I had a Packers over Bills Super Bowl exacta at 50-1 to start the season. That clearly is not going very well, although both teams kind of limp into this thing. But I think Jacksonville would beat Buffalo. And that's probably a 2.5, like Bills 2.5 or something like that, since Jacksonville's likely to get upgraded after going to Denver and winning that game convincingly. Why can't Jacksonville beat New England? You know, Like, why can't they? I think they can definitely go in there in New England. Trevor Lawrence has been to the playoffs. He's played playoff games before. Like, I think they could win that game. I think we could be headed towards a rematch of Jags-Denver. Like, you know, and clearly Denver has some things that they have to work out between now and then.
So are you out on your Texans come playoff time?
So the Texans, I've always felt the Texans are like a regular season team in terms of like they can win the division potentially. But come playoffs, I still don't trust that offense. Like, the O-line's been a little bit better, but that offense, as we saw yesterday, maybe it's a flat spot, maybe it's a look-ahead spot, whatever the hell you want to call it. The Raiders are the worst team in the league, and they were in a tight game.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, yeah, we have Kansas City, I guess,
is the worst team. The Giants are the worst team in the league.
No. I guess the Raiders are favored, but I mean, that's a 1 point.
The Giants are the worst team in the league.
I don't know, man. I mean, I saw the Raiders 2 weeks ago just rack up 75 yards.
The Raiders almost beat the Texans yesterday. The Giants lost to Max Brosmer and the Vikings.
I mean, JJ had spotted him a little bit of a lead. You know, Brosmer starts the game. I think the Giants probably win it.
Dude, the Giants had 33 passing yards yesterday.
They did.
The Giants are the worst team in the league.
Man, I think yesterday was more about Houston just playing like an FF minus game, but still, if you can do that and be in this tight game with the Raiders, do you really have a high ceiling? I don't think so.
I think their ceiling's a little higher than you do, just because I think Stroud has that gear potentially to like be in the same class of like the Drake, even if I think May's better, like to be in that class of May and Trevor Lawrence, because he's won two playoff games already. And it does kind of feel like he has that kind of special, like the it factor a little bit, that I think potentially get them. I don't know if they can get to the Super Bowl, but I don't want to cross Houston off
AFC
the list.
Title game? Like, what do you think is the ceiling? Because I think the ceiling is like win one playoff game and like done in the divisional round. That's where I think we're headed.
I think, okay, so AFC playoff teams, right? Houston, Jacksonville, Chargers, Broncos, Bills, Patriots. Let's call it Steelers for right now.
Yeah. Feels is the safe up with Pittsburgh.
Is the upside for all of these teams to at least make the conference championship game?
Man. I'm still going to say no on Pittsburgh. I'm still saying no on Pittsburgh.
I'd rather say no on the Chargers than no on Pittsburgh.
The reason why I'd say no on Pittsburgh and not on the Chargers because the Chargers have Herbert. And I know I'm saying this about someone who's never won a playoff game before. Like, I'm fully aware of that. But like, we all watch, Herbert's, he's an awesome quarterback. Like, he's been playing like a top five quarterback over the last month. I just don't think the ceiling's very high on Pittsburgh. And maybe I'm just stubborn and I'm not moving off of how I feel about this team, but I don't know, man. Detroit has no secondary. And I guess after the fact, we should have just all bet Pittsburgh +7.5, +8, which ended up closing at, but yeah, I'm still not buying it.
We'll talk about the Steelers-Lions game on the other side, which was one of the most entertaining, stupid football games in recent memory, with an extraordinarily memorable ending that had me thinking maybe Puka Nacua was right. I'm kidding, but also not kidding. Take a quick break, and on the other side, more You Better You Bet recap of Week 16 in the NFL with Nick and Femi here on the BetMGM Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we'll do a sponsor read here, and then we'll talk about the show. Because you've thought out the parlay, now it's time to boost it. We think about parlays a lot. Use today's odds boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. So just to say this, you know, Bill, Femi, and myself, and like Femi said it at the start of the show, and I'm going to hand the baton over to Femi in a second. Femi wrote on social media earlier that today is his final edition of You Better You Bet. And I know a lot of people, listeners and viewers of the show, are aware of like massive changes that have been going on at this network. We had planned on addressing it today at around 6 o'clock. It does not feel right doing the show, like trying to do this show. And I guess it's my mistake. I should have probably realized that would be the case. Candidly, I've not like had an experience like this really in my career, because when Ken left, it was of Ken's own volition. So like doing that last show with Ken was fun because like we had teased like this surprise at the end and no one knows what it's going to be. And like I had known for months that like the Ken was leaving. So that was like an entirely different deal. So we were able to do the show as normal because, you know, we were both, I don't think like we're happy that he's leaving, but you know, there was a sense of like, this is cool. Like Ken was cool. I was cool with it. Like we still talk all the time. It was all right. We were able to do that show. This doesn't feel right. And I just don't even want to you know, fake talking about like the Jaguars and all this stuff to the audience. So like maybe it won't even feel good to do it after this, but figured we would just talk about all of it now. So, you know, Femi, like the floor is yours and we can, you know, we talk about it for as much as you want and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously I know people have been reaching out, which I really do. Like I haven't gotten a chance to respond to everyone out there on Twitter is where I initially put the announcement that today is my last show on You Better You Bet. And it's not my decision. To be honest and to be frank, like it's disappointing. It sucks. I'm going to be completely honest about that, but that's the business that we're in. You know, like a lot of people would love to do what Nick and I do. And it's to hang out with your friends and talk about sports for a living. Like it's the greatest job in my opinion. I absolutely love it. But this is one of the downsides of that job. And I leave with no ill will towards anyone. This isn't the first time that this has happened to me in my career. Each way, I guess, is like unique and different in its own way. But this isn't the first time. I mean, in fact, I got into sports betting content because we all joke about like the whole Fred Schmaltz thing when I was working in local news. I got laid off in local news, and that's where I pivoted to doing sports betting content. And that's how I got to my former employer at VSiN, and that's how I got here at BetQL, now BetMGM Network, now going to be Westwood One Sports. And yeah, this is just the reality of it. And obviously, I'm very grateful for having this opportunity to do this, because like the cool thing for me with this show is that I felt like I got to kind of grow along with the show because I started out as a fan of the show. Again, that's been like the real treat for me doing this one, and why this kind of it hits different, as you know, people like to say, like, because I remember when I was working in local news, I was a fan of You Better You Bet. I would joke with Nick and say, like, hey, like I remember driving to work during the break of breaks, you know, when, like you guys would take like a 30-minute break. And by the time I get to the news station, you guys are back. And I started listening again as I'm getting ready to put on my own sports cast. I was a fan of the show then during COVID and during all those years. And when I entered the sports betting space, even as a competitor, I was still a fan of the show, talking to Nick and Ken and stuff, and just like listening to the show because I loved what this show was all about. And doing this for the last 16 months, although I wish it was for much, much longer than that, has been a real treat for me in my career. And I really do appreciate that. And I'd have to thank, obviously, everyone at Odyssey, Mitch Rosen, our boss. Like, absolutely love Mitch. I've worked with a number of bosses. Mitch is as genuine as it comes. When like not everyone in this business is, and there's some bosses who care, and there's some bosses who don't. Mitch is one of those bosses who does care, and I've always been forever thankful for that. Andrew Williams, our program director, absolutely love him. I met Andrew for the first time when I met up with Nick and Ken down at one of the sports books at the Aria. And here's Andrew, and I'd never met him before. And we're all of a sudden, we're chopping it up. Like, we're good buddies. And he's telling me about himself. I'm telling him about
myself.
This is
when Ken was still on the show, right? So this was what, like a couple years ago? This is 23, probably.
Yeah, it was like two football seasons. It might have been two or maybe even three football seasons ago. But it was a long time ago when Ken was still on the show. And that's when I met Andrew. And I was like, this is a good dude. And like, I was like, I like what these guys have. Like, I'd always obviously just like know Nick and Ken from like when they're on air. But now I'm getting to meet some of the people who are behind the scenes, some of the people that are a part of this operation. So I'm forever thankful for Mitch and Andrew, and obviously forever thankful for the audience. You know, there's so many options that you guys have out there, whether it's sports betting content, traditional sports media, like other things, news, politics, whatever. Like, we have so many options that we can choose to entertain us in 2025, now about to be 2026. The fact that you guys spend, even if it's 15 minutes or if it's for the entire show, like, I really am appreciative of that and for everyone welcoming me in, because it was big shoes to fill with Ken leaving, and everyone welcomed me in and gave me a chance, and it feels like had a lot of fun along the way. So off the top, obviously there's still some more stuff I want to say, but off the top, I just wanted to say that, like, thank you to everyone that's been a part of this journey. Even though it was short-lived, it's still very memorable and one that I'm going to look back on very fondly.
Yeah. And like, I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the air, and then like, obviously, like, whatever else you want to say, like, Femi, you'll obviously have the opportunity to say all of it. I don't know if people know this. Femi is the only person that like I wanted to be on the show. Like, when Ken told me he was leaving. So my daughter was born on May 6th of last year, May 6th, 24. I came back from paternity leave. I want to say right, my birthday is June 6th. And it was like right before my birthday. And Ken told me, like, hey, like, I'm going to leave the show at the end of the summer. And I was like, okay, like, well, like, bleep. And so obviously it was just not like we are screwed, even though it was more like, okay, like, now I gotta go out and figure this out, right? Like, what's this gonna be?
You gotta get to work.
and like, you know this, like, I think you know, I'm pretty sure you know this, right? From like, you're the only person that I really, and like, I don't think people have like this idea that like I make like all the decisions at this company, which is just like, I mean, like, come on. Femi is the only person that I really wanted to be on the show. So I guess maybe with that as the backdrop, like, maybe you do have a reason to believe that since Femi's here. But I mean, just like, come on. So yeah, like, you were always going to be, in my estimation, in my eyes, we're always going to be the person here. So wanted to, I don't know if we've like said that on the air ever, but I remember calling you. It was like a cold call. I think I had like DM'd you on Twitter to be like, hey, like,
you DM'd me. I was at the gym one day, and I was like, I was getting ready to go on vacation to go up to the cabin in Minnesota where I usually spend 4th of July. And like, you DM'd me, and I was like, yeah, let's talk when I get back. Or
and you gave me some like, and it was so funny because I call Femi, and I told you that Ken was leaving. Like, I had to tell you, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't public yet. And what was really funny about that conversation, I haven't actually thought about this in a while. What was funny about that conversation is, so in my head, because you were doing like part-time work at VEASAN at the time, right?
Yeah, so I was full-time, but like my schedule was all in flux and things were in flux and all that stuff. And I was doing the GM shuffle and all that.
So you may laugh at this, or you may be like, what an idiot I am, or what a jerk I am for what I'm about to say. So we have this conversation and I'm like, I know Femi, like, I know he loves the show. He the YouTube chat, like watching the show every day. Like, we met, we would talk in Vegas when Ken and I would go out there. So I'm like, hey, like, Ken's gonna leave. I'd love for you to be like the new guy on the show. And I don't know if this was like your, like, the ultimate poker. Like, I have no, we've never talked about it. If you like got off the phone and you like fist pumped afterwards, but you gave me like a, yeah, I'm going on vacation with my wife, I need to think about it, basically, like, I'll get back to you. And I remember like at the conclusion of that phone call, at the conclusion of this phone call, being like, what the hell just happened? Like, I just like gave, in my mind, I'm like, here's an awesome opportunity. Which, and I'm not trying to disparage VEASAN, but like you said, your schedule's all over the place, like, to come on this show with me to do this here, and you were like, yeah, I'll get back to you. So I was like, I haven't thought about that, I don't think, like, since it happened, but that, like, that is kind of, like, what happened.
I would say it's probably some poker face going on there. You know, I don't like making decisions, like, on the fly, because I'm like, okay, like, let me, like, think about this and assess. I know I want to do this, but, like, let me just, like, be extra sure. So it's definitely poker face on that one. Because, like, we fly out to Minnesota, and the whole time I'm like, this is an awesome opportunity. And I'm like, hopefully, like, the money's right and all that stuff. And, like, I would definitely do this. And this is not to throw shade towards anybody. But, yeah, like, this is, like, a great opportunity, and I love the show. So, yeah, a little poker face for sure.
Yeah, and look, like, when we were in Vegas for the NCAA tournament, you know, I hadn't met a lot of the people before from VSiN, and like they're all really cool. And like, I don't know if there's like, I don't feel like there's ever been like this, I guess like we're kind of like competitors, but I don't know. I never felt like there was this any like grand rivalry with the BetMGM network and VSiN. Like JVT, I've only met him a couple times, but like really enjoyed all our interactions with basically everyone that works there. And like Patrick Maher has been a friend of mine for over a decade from our time at Sirius. So like, yeah, like it was just. When you did that and you said that, I actually had a moment where I was like, is he going to stay there? Is he going to take this job? Like, what's going to happen here? So that was pretty interesting.
It was perfect timing. Yeah. Things had kind of been in flux a little bit. And then you reached out and I was like, huh? I mean, like, could easily go this way. And then, I had my agent look into it. And here I was in August of 2024. We could talk a little bit more about this on the other side. I know we're coming up against the break here a little bit, but one of the cool things just like about this show is just the overall vibe of this show. It's what I've always wanted. Like, you know, like getting a chance to work with people day in, day out who are awesome. And they also have a great attitude and want to put great content out there. And yeah, I credit you, Nick, for building that. Like, you and Ken and you guys building that from day one and like having the, like, you know, like a community around this show. Like, we all talk about Wagertainment, but it's a show that, like, everyone wants to be a part of, and I think those are the best kinds of shows. So we can obviously get more into that coming up to begin the next hour. But yeah, like, that's what made it the most attractive to me.
When I was like, hey, like, would be great if you like did the show, like, were you in your head like, yes, like, I want to do this? Or were you actually like, I'm not so sure? You can be honest.
No, I want to do this. But then I was also like, it would be cool if I could do this, but then also continue to do the GM Shuffle podcast.
God, I mean, God, what a greedy bastard. Unbelievable, dude.
I didn't realize how much work this would be required, but I was like,
I mean, God, like, yeah. We can talk about
started doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
we'll do a lot more. Look, we'll fit in as much football as we can. This is a special and a weird show today. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up next. More from Femi on Femi's last show to start next hour.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.